Hey, Alex. How are you?
It's hot up here.
Hello?
It's hot up here.
Well, it's wet down here.
Is what down?
Why don't we start it with a weather report?
I don't
Were
know.
you a aspiring meteorologist at some point?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. So, what's going on in your world?
Very little. It's
Oh.
quiet, which is blissful.
Yeah, it's quiet here too. So, man, this is not going anywhere. Let's try this again. And let's leave out the weather this time.
Right.
All right, bye.
Mr. Burns, let's get it going.
Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about Elton John. So what are some of your favorite Elton John songs?
Oh, now you're really putting me on the spot, aren't you?
Sure, why not? You only got 100 of them. It shouldn't be hard to pick a couple.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road is pretty good.
Okay. What else?
Have the catalog in front of me. I mean, come on, man.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, Crocodile Rock.
Never really cared for that one. How about Deep Purple? Why don't we talk about Deep Purple instead?
No, because I've got a point. I have got a point. What's one of his most famous songs? It's related to the space industry.
Rocket Man.
Bingo. You go to the head of the class. Now, here's the question. Have you ever had, and I use the term loosely, the pleasure of seeing William Shatner's version of Rocket Man live?
Fortunately, no.
Oh, everybody should have to watch that at least once. That is one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's painful. It is absolutely painful, but it's hysterical because he's dead serious. He really thinks he's accomplishing something. And the personalities that he creates, and oh my God. Whew.
William Shatner is frightful for most of his career.
Yeah, I know, but this is beyond. This is, and what I don't understand, they picked pop music. He also did Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Oh my God. But truthfully though, Rocket Man, that is the deal. They did a takeoff on Family Guy with Stewie doing the Shatner part. It's just about as bad. I mean, there's no way to make that thing entertaining. It is horrendous. All right, you want to talk about Deep Purple? And your wife didn't beat you up again last night, did she?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay. I was talking. Maybe we're talking about bruises. All right, the musical group. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so tick off some of your favorites from them.
Well, of course, there's smoke on the water. Everybody knows that. There's
Yeah,
also
I think that's
Lazy.
about the only one I know.
Lazy, which is an interesting tune.
Why?
Because there's a juxtaposition between the keyboard and the guitar and the voice. It's fascinating. It's a fascinating song.
Okay. Have to check it out.
Rad Bad Blue, which is a
Again,
track. The Mule.
I think you have to be a major league fan. The only one I know about is Smoke on the Water. That's pretty much the extent of my catalog.
Well, Anthony, there's still time for you. There's still hope.
Yeah, I know. Possibly. Should I choose to accept the mission?
Well, you ought to. There's no choice.
Oh, okay. That's an ultimatum. Well, we were talking about our favorite musical groups. I think that's tough. Yes is definitely in my top 10. They're unique.
Were.
What do you mean were?
Were.
Did they break up?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's all right. The music still exists.
I saw them in 1978 at Madison Square Garden. That was quite a performance with Rick Wakeman.
Okay. How were they? Did they have graphics? How was the lighting?
The lighting, I don't think was a whole lot to write home about, but the music was awesome.
Yeah, they were an amazing band. Again, ahead of their time. You know, this is turning into the Joe Franklin show. Does anybody remember that show? Do you remember the Joe Franklin show?
Yes.
On WOR?
My grandmother used to watch it.
That makes sense because I'm starting to remind myself of him with the slow.
She also watched The Edge of Night.
Oh God! And he had this slow monotone, and I'm very thrilled to have the Kiss band on here tonight. And he did. He was about as straight as you could possibly get, and yet he had these acts that were completely the complete antithesis of his personality.
Yeah.
It was kind of like watching Henny Youngman doing pop music. It was funny.
Yeah.
You don't have guys around like that. It just amazed me how long he stayed on the air. Okay. There aren't any investigative journalists left. The last one that was touted as being an investigative journalist was booted. Well, actually, he was suspended from ABC because he caused a temporary crash in the stock market because of a false story he ran on the president. That was Brian Ross, and he subsequently left the station. I mean, you think of investigative journalists, that he comes to mind. So do Woodward and Bernstein, but that's from the 70s. And the only other one that comes to mind is Geraldo Rivera.
Yeah.
Did you see that, by the way?
See what?
Al Capone's vault. Big yes, deal.
Of course. I don't think anybody didn't see it.
That thing ran from, it was supposed to be like a 2-hour special or something. We could find anything in here. We could find thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. We could find gold. We could find a head. We could find ammunition.
Hell, if you only found a banana peel, it would have been a lot.
There was nothing in the vault. There was absolutely nothing. Oh, man, this guy had a carton of eggs on his face. That was funny. Ruined his career for a long time, too.
Yeah, that was a hoot and a half.
Yes, it was. They ought to just put it back on the air for all time.
For the hell of it.
Yes. Now.
For comic relief.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll be right back.